same room with the same buzz in the background. Still wearing my mask because I'm not supposed to take it off at all. So if the audio is bad, I apologize. But I have some words. First, I can't help but think that if practices were open, that we would have seen this. And by this, I mean like significantly worse than last year. Like you return all this and so many starters and so many, like significantly worse than last year. You return all these people and you got the 22 injured players back from Northwestern and you're still playing like that's, if you play the Purdue game last year again, you lose by 20. And if you play like this, at Michigan State, there's no comeback. It's 52-6. If you play like this, you might lose to Rutgers. You definitely don't beat Wisconsin. So I just have to think that if we were allowed to practice and we were watching 11-on-11, that we would have seen like, oh God, there's a lot of issues. Like this is not fair. Like these are the first three viewings we've had and they've been so bad that there's just no way it wouldn't have been seen at practice. Like, you know, 2017, practice was bad. Like, I thought it would be bad. That season would be rough. And then you showed up at practice and I was like, oh, God. Like, is this a 3-9 team or is this a 2-10 team? And like, it was obvious. So I just wish we could have been at practice so I could have, like, prepared my heart for this. Like, this is not a competitive football team in year five with the 12th highest returning production. And every team that has, and on that top 12 of returning production is taken off like a skyrocket. And we are significantly worse. Like, Indiana was 11, we were 12. Look what Indiana's done, look what we've done. Like, it couldn't be more plain. Like, this is, you know, I always get apology texts at times like this. Like, I'll grab my phone when I'm done with this, and I guarantee there'll be three more. Like, I love that my friends understand me because they know this is not, like, they know I don't turn to anger. They don't know I'm not, like, marching up and down. Like, I get to a, oh, dear Lord, I'm driving to Piscataway, New Jersey on Friday. And then I'm going to drive to Lincoln, Nebraska the next week. And part of that, you know, it's mostly because it's my job now, but I've done this for 30 years. Like, I'll still be at practice next spring. I never go away. And so people that know that this is just some like thing that I do and I will always do, when they get to the realization of like, oh God, I dropped this, but he can't. Like, he's going to be up till 4 a.m. tonight. And he's not going to sleep all week. And, you know, like, this is a bulk statement to my friends saying that I appreciate you for those steps. Because it's so true. Like, it's so true. Like, this is going to be a hard season to get off. I mean, and I, you know, to make it worse, I misled you. And I told you I misled you from the stands after Michigan last year. And then it turns around and we have all those great moments and we go to a bowl game and you know, it looks like my admission of misleading you was off by a week, but no, it was dead on, and I should have, you know, shouldn't have left the building went. Like, I should have just stayed there. Because this is bad, bad, bad. Like, I don't know how to better say it. Like, this is... Okay, I'm just going to think out loud here, because I'm... The last, like, 2009 is the only possible comp here to, you know, we're Illinois football and we can't be trusted, and we know that, and we like, you know, we're all aware of that, right? So we go into every season with like, hey, you know, we're Illinois, and, you know, and... Only occasionally do we get a, you know, we should be pretty good, followed by, oh dear God. And I think the only really, because 03, we didn't know we'd be 1-10 or 1-11. Like, we were a little scared after 02 and we didn't know the quarterback situation, but like, you know, I guess 2000 was also like we were ranked to begin the season and then a 5-win year, and that was disappointing, but it wasn't this. Like, this is what team of the last 20 years does this team beat? And no, that's not on, like, it's not on the offense for having the fourth string quarterback. I mean, that's why their offensive struggles against a bad defense today, but that's not why we lost. Like, we lost because we gave up 570 yards or whatever to Minnesota. That's why we lost. Like, it couldn't be more plain as day. The head coach took over the defense to fix it, and we lost to Minnesota by, God, when we lose 30? I don't even know. Honestly, I don't think I can tell you the score right now. 41-14? Is that right? Yes, 41-14. What did I have it at? 45-24? 45-20? Yeah, it's bad against, like, Maryland put up all those points. That's bad to not even get there against this defense. But, okay, I've lost. I'm on a tangent now. But this is not just bad football. This is, like, devastatingly bad football. And there's really, like, 1997 when... We don't have any defensive linemen, and Bron Turner takes over, and there's 7 quarterbacks on the roster. Like, you can understand, like, we're going to be bad, and then we go over, and we'd already lost, what, 8 in a row going into that. We knew we were bad, right? Like, nobody thought this team was this bad. I didn't see anybody predicting something like 1-7 or 0-8. Like, I think this is beyond even the biggest naysayers' prediction. This is bad, bad football. Yes, part of it is COVID, but not really, it's not. Like, maybe that's 20% of why it's super bad, but like penalties, like, it's just the team not ready to play. That's 100% on Lovie Smith. Like, the coach's job is culture. That's like, you know, I've taken heat for 10 years of how, like, you know, I'll say, like, no, that's a little more on the offense coordinator than the head coach. Like, the head coach's job is preventing this. Like, the head coach's job is every hire he makes, every player he recruits, building that culture. And when you're getting 12 penalties and you're getting just blown off the ball and you're making... When you have a game where you, what, plus 2? Oh, we're plus 2 on turnover margin? And lost 41-14? Oh, I gotta look up those stats of, like, turnover margin, and, like, when you're plus 2, you win, like, 83% of the time. How is this even possible? I just... Yeah, so now, good Lord, you know, there's a pandemic, there's no money. The predictions are that maybe 5 teams will change coaches this year, after 30 last year. Is there even money to buy out and go to a new coach? This was the peak. Next year was the valley. Like, good Lord. I spent all this time focused on just hold on till 2020. And like, if there's anything that tells you you shouldn't listen to me, it's these three games. Like, good Lord. Just not even competitive on a football field. And, you know, look at me. I'm out there this summer. Or even, like, when did I tweet that thing in September about, like, these people didn't pick the seventh. These people picked the seventh. These people picked the seventh. This paper picked the seventh. This publication picked the seventh. Like, what? Like, nobody thinks this is... Yes, Robert. Nobody thinks it. Wake up. Good Lord. Ugh. So I'm embarrassed. I'm devastated. My wife is out of town, so like I can't even go lean on her shoulder tonight. This is just dark. And to think, like, how many days since, oh crap, what day is it? It's the 6th, is it? 6th? 7th. Today's the 7th? So Michigan State was basically a year ago right now. A year ago right now. I went to the hotel room. I remember this. I was in the back of an Uber in Michigan, in East Lansing, headed back to the hotel. Somebody wrote, like, hey, Robert, your post isn't up. Where are you? I respond with some jacked up, maybe a few drinks imbibed at this point. But I respond with, on my way back to the hotel to write the post of the century. And I still remember, like, I wrote this long, emotional post about what it meant to me being there and what it's like to see your team come back and to be there in the corner celebrating with the players. And I talked about how, like, where we were on the far opposite corner from Barker's touchdown pass, like, we didn't make a sound at first because we couldn't see Barker. We had no idea what happened. We didn't start cheering until the Illinois sideline started cheering. And then, like, we're like, did we score? I guess we scored. We won. And I remember the line I wrote. I remember the line writing at the hotel at, like, 1:30 in the morning. And I said, you know, somewhere in that pause between the realization that we were bowl eligible and the realization that we just scored to win lies the rebirth of Illinois football. Those were words I wrote 1 year ago this weekend. And here we are. Good Lord. We are Illinois football. And we cannot be trusted.